My name's Derek.
My name's Don.
Website, RetroRPG.net. Forums, go to the forums. Nobody goes to the forums.
The most failed podcast out there.
Email is podcast@RetroRPG.net. Nobody emails us. iTunes, you can find us on iTunes. Nobody leaves us reviews.
Welcome to the RetroRPG Podcast. Welcome to the Retro Something Show.
You forgot what the show is even called.
It's been so long. I don't even know what we're doing here. Why am I here? What is this? Who are you?
We are getting to that age where we're losing our mind.
Slowly.
Yes.
Retro RPG Podcast.
Yes. Retro RPG Show Podcast Thing.
I'm Derek, or are you Derek? Who's Derek?
I don't know.
I think I'm Don.
I thought I was an asshole. That's what everybody at work calls me.
Hey, asshole.
Other names. We're like, hey, motherfucker. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess you mean me.
Wow. That's one way to greet you.
Oh, it's absolutely, it's horrible at work. It's an HR nightmare.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly in my job.
No, that's how we communicate. It's a lot of grunts and four-letter words. And
nice.
And homoeroticism.
Nice.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Just 40 plus men talking about men.
Okay, can we focus and get into the game, please?
And men-related activities.
All right. There we got enough.
All right, we played The Ascent. Oh, I guess I should probably do the email and website retro.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. People are wondering who we are. We're probably like, what's this? I'm used to the, is it worth it, guys?
I gotta open up the email. I think we had an email at some point. B. Bellman sent an email. Hello. I hope all is well for you guys. Always good to hear from you. Thanks, Derek and Don, for all of the hours of entertainment. You're welcome.
That was cool.
And in about 20 more years, we'll provide you with at least one more hour of entertainment.
It is getting bad. I think we do like a show or two a year now.
Well, we discussed this before we even hit the record button, that work has just gotten to the point where we get home and we want to do nothing but exist. Like, even existing is a chore when you get home.
I gotta admit, I took my time playing this game that we currently are reviewing.
There is another email that, Howdy, my name is Scott, and I run talent acquisition at something, a podcast incubator. And I didn't respond to it, but here's our response. No.
What's a podcast incubator? You mean just like ads and stuff?
No, it's basically, have you heard of what a streamer house is?
No.
Basically, it's pretty much somebody provides you with a bunch of equipment, I think, as far as podcasts go, or they provide you with a studio to record, and they take a cut of the ad revenue or any other money that you obtain. They're pretty... I don't know about this particular one, but if it's anything like, I forget the term, but YouTube, early days of YouTube, had a lot of these where, kind of have these like production, deals. I think, I can't remember there's a big scandal, or not a scandal, but one big one fell apart a couple years back, but you basically have a bunch of YouTubers that would, I guess, partner with this, but and they were promised exposure and subscribers and basically better growth rate than if they tried to do it on their own. But these contracts are generally very restrictive, very prohibitive as far as your financial benefit. It's just generally the person going to this incubator or this producer is on the losing end.
Why would they do it? Just to get a little more famous then, if they're not getting money?
Yes.
Oh.
I think JonTron left Normal Boots, not for that reason, but I think Normal Boots was kind of a similar company. I don't know if what their contract deals were, but it's kind of like that. So they would take a percentage of the ad revenue or any other money that you brought in that was from the show. And like I said, those contracts are generally very prohibitive, restrictive. You're locked into them for so many years, and generally you come out of the other side not financially successful as you had hoped. Streamer houses tend to be the same way. You got a bunch of kids, 18, 19, 20, early 20s, that want to. That think that, well, I just play video games and receive a bunch of donations and I'll be a millionaire. But then they join these streamer houses, they sign these contracts, and then they live in these houses, these large houses, multi 5-6 bedroom houses with other streamers. And they have to deal with those streamers' random ass hours where they're streaming, any noises, because, you know, kids at that age are just loud as fuck and disrespectful. The owner of the house also takes a cut of the revenue, and it, for the most part, they generally don't work.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't do enough shows to make that count.
No, and we've mentioned many times before that we do this as a hobby. Any money coming into us is purely at the discretion of the listener, and we're not going to take money and then enter a contract where we can't do the things that we like to do.
Yeah, we do it for the love of the game. I would like to do them more regularly, though, because the Is It Worth It guys are currently on a short hiatus. So if we're only doing one or two episodes a year, it's kind of not that much.
Well, I mentioned it before. I guess it's a time issue. I can always make time. Let me rephrase. It's a motivation issue. I'm not motivated like I was 20 years ago to play 40 plus hour RPGs.
No, I got you. I got you. Yeah, so. I was telling you before how I went back and listened to the Final Fantasy Mystic Quest episode.
Yeah, piece of shit.
6 and 7. I haven't done that in a while, but I was like, God, I sound so young and immature. I'm like, oh, that's right. I was like 26 when we recorded this. Now I'm 40.
That's ridiculous.
I know we've been in it for a long haul. All right, let's get into it. What game are we doing?
The Ascent. Oh yeah.
Let me just go over
RetroRPG.net. Podcast at RetroRPG.net. Don't forget about that.
Or RetroRPG@gmail.com. Either one of those or both of them. As I check the Gmail, he checks the site one. And iTunes, please give us reviews on there.
Yes, about how we don't do nothing.
Hey, I mean, we haven't quit. We've never quit. We're still producing after 14 plus years. Quality, I don't know. I mean, that's for you to decide.
There is one more email I wanted to address. Hey, my name is Danny from the Retro Wars podcast, a bitter Englishman living in Australia. I've been podcasting for over 6 months and really want to promote my show. Wanted to ask if you had any space or availability for me to be a guest on your show, please. I have recently posted shorts on my Twitter feed so people can witness my stupidity. I don't think that's probably in your best interest.
Yeah, you're not going to get much out of our show being a guest, I don't think.
But I do appreciate the I guess handwritten letter, so to speak. And it wasn't just some auto-generated mass emailer like we generally get from people wanting a guest spot or some kind of collaboration.
Oh, and if this is the first time you're listening to this, yeah, we're a little rusty. That's why we're all over the place. The next episode, we're going to be more on the map. But let's focus on the game now, The Ascent. Okay. Right, let's get to the bread and butter, the good stuff. Because we just got done playing 2077 before this one.
Yeah, so we're kind of in a cyberpunk theme.
Yeah.
What is The Ascent, Don?
Well, it's just... How do you describe it? Have you seen the show The Silo yet?
No.
Oh, it's on Apple TV. It's like this underground bunker where there's different levels. and they have a whole different hierarchy on each on the lower, mid, higher level. It's a good show. It's on Apple TV. I suggest people watch it. It's based on a book. But that's kind of what this is. You start off on like a low level of this kind of rundown society. And you start off in the dregs as an indent like slave, and your goal is to basically work your way up out of servitude.
It's called Silo?
Yeah, the show is, I think, right? Let me check. Let me double check on that. I just got done watching that.
Looks like it just came out.
Yeah, they're still doing an episode a week on Fridays, I think. Based on a book called Wool that I read maybe 10 years ago. Really good so far. But it reminds me of, just because from the way that this is based on the layer stacking.
Mechanically, the game is a twin stick shooter, similar to Magicka or Helldivers.
Yeah, it's like a top down side, right? Action RPG.
Yeah, three quarter, I think. I think this would qualify as three quarter.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, it's. I didn't really follow the story all that much, so I'm still a little fuzzy on what exactly happened. I think my mic's too loud. Let me turn that down a little bit.
Okay.
So, apologies in advance if the volume of my mic keeps going up and down. I'm tweaking a few things.
That sounds all right to me.
Okay. I was speaking, and then the audacity, the lines are fucking huge, and then you get changed. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. None of this matters. But yeah, same concept. You travel to this planet as a indentured servant, and you have a contract for so many years, and after so long, you're, I guess, free?
Well, when we start off, I think we don't have an end to our servitude. We're in the deep sink, which is this lowest level of this like layered tier. Think, you remember that Judge Dredd movie where it was all in a tower?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, where there's different levels and different like rules, whatever.
God, that
so we're on the bottom. I know, that was a really good movie. Yeah.
So underrated.
I need to rewatch that. So we start on the deep sink. That's where all the garbage and robots are. That's where all mechanical is being done. And we're working for a gangster. I think his name is Poon.
Yes.
If you remember right. Ooh. And I think we're not like, I think we're stuck as being an indentured servant forever. I think it's once we get to like a higher level where we start working with Kira, I think she offers us, hey, you complete this job working with me. I'll let you free.
Yes, that sounds more correct.
And we were doing like main missions and side missions, right? But it doesn't seem like you were going to get out of it until you start working your way up the level system on the different tiers. Because there's what, four tiers? There's Deep Sink, then the Warrens, then the High Street, and finally the Pinnacle.
Yes.
Which is where the upper class live. I just like this game. It's not solely about story, because there's a lot going on in the story as far as the different corporations and everybody vibing for power, kind of like it was for 2077.
Oh yeah, there's a lot going on in the if you want a full understanding of what's happening, you need to read all of the codexes.
Yeah, and I unlocked all the enemy codex, and there's so much information in there. You're always constantly collecting more info about the story, which is nice.
I think in the first maybe 3 hours I read all the codex is available, and most of those were just related to what species are on the planet.
Oh, okay, yeah. You learn any fun facts?
Those big ones that kind of look like bipedal rabbits, like
okay.
Bipedal fat rabbits, they're generally docile, but when they're pissed off, they're almost impossible to kill. And then you have the, I think the little ones that kind of, I guess the golem looking creatures. No, that's yeah. That's not. I guess that's the closest analogy I can think of.
Uh-huh.
I think those are the ones that are. No, those aren't the ones that are smart. Kira's species are the ones that are super intelligent.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot in the codex that gives you backstory, but for the most, it's just action. You're focused on first person style shooting. Well, not really the three. You know.
Yeah, with the twin stick style shooting.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And I like that you don't have to run out of ammo. That's nice. Because in 2077, I was always running out of ammo mid-mission.
Yeah. Yeah, the gunplay is good. The mechanics of the game are solid.
Yeah. And when you find out, like, only a team of 12 people made this game, all veterans in the gaming industry, mind you. So they worked on bigger projects before this. But, man, it shows.
My major gripe about this game is the item progression. Because there's no clear identification as to... each item has stats and whatnot, but you don't know if the item you picked up is something that you should spend your resources upgrading, your limited resources upgrading. So you end up with this scenario where you're hoarding the parts, thinking like, oh, I'll just spend all of it at the end of the game on the ultimate item once I finally get it. But you don't know what is the top tier items because it's kind of vague. And if you hoard the upgrade pieces, then you a few hours further into the game, you're realizing you can't progress because your weapons are just ass.
See, that's what, okay. You played it exactly how I did. So I didn't upgrade anything initially because you're right. I wanted to figure out what was the best kind of weapon that fit me before I started, you know, putting component level upgrades to it. Or yeah. I don't even think I did skills right away either.
No, skills I jumped right into.
But. Oh, you're right. I did skills. I did vital signs first or whatever to up your HP level. Yeah.
But when it comes to the weapons themselves, because armor is pretty standard. It follows RPG mechanics. You have the stats and then the color coding of what a good piece of armor is. But as far as the weapons go, there's no identifying if something you have is an S tier or if it's just ass tier.
Well, as you upgrade it for the different marks, it turns purple, right? Once you finally got Mark 10.
As you upgrade it, yes, but when you initially pick it up, they're all the same.
So it's really up to you. You just have to compare the stats between the guns as far as firing rate, how much ammo it holds, the reload speed, all that.
Yeah, if you're paying attention to your playstyle.
And some of them like are lasers for more like robots. Because I was using a laser gun early, the E-77 Superior, I was using that, and I upgraded that to Mark 6 early on. Once I finally, my first snag is when I started fighting that, whatever that spider boss was.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that thing.
The Mega Arachnoid. Okay, yeah. That's when I hit the wall, and I hit it hard, because there's nothing to like dodge and duck behind, which I like the duck cover and like shooting over. Yeah. Kind of like Gears of War,
without the sticky mechanic where you end up on a wall and you fuck yourself because you took cover when you weren't trying to.
No, you can lean right against the wall and kind of go around it. It's real nice. You don't get stuck on anything. But no. That battle, I didn't see anything to hide behind. It's dropping little creatures or little spiders to come towards you, and it's just laying a lot of napalm down. I got dominated. It's like 5 times in a row before I had to go back and start actually upgrading stuff.
I actually started the game on normal mode. I had to reduce it down to easy because, again, I don't know what weapon I'm supposed to... Not supposed to. What weapon is a good weapon? So I kind of ended up gimping myself through most of the game.
So did you get stuck there too initially? Or yes. Did you run into something? Okay, so what did you start upgrading to get past this point? How did you fight this boss?
Well, luckily, I had an energy weapon in my inventory.
Okay. What was that? Is that the same laser gun I have?
I'd have to launch the game to... Because it's still on my inventory. I kept it.
I kept all my guns.
But I used that along with the RPG launcher. Because RPG launcher, I had upgraded a little bit. I think I put 4 or 5 components into it. Or levels of upgrade.
So that's... How much... That had to do some good damage... If you can get a good distance between you and the spider.
Yeah, it was decent enough. I ended up getting lucky because I basically just ran from one end of the map to the other and just went back and forth and just kited it around.
Okay.
So you were just going around, just, yeah, that's what I mean, I had to run away from it quite a bit.
Then I had to look up how to beat it, and I found out that if I use my hacking, it disables the eggs, so the eggs won't explode and spawn more spiders.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could hack those eggs. That's cool.
So that definitely helped.
That would have made it a little, yeah.
The world itself is amazing. I want to know more about it.
Yeah, I wish I had a top-of-the-line PC to run it on the best settings, because this 2011 gaming PC, although I've upgraded the graphics card, is showing its age, and I was running textures like in medium-low.
I'd say I was high with a few medium. Depth of field was always low, because I've never found value in that. Film grain is always off. I don't know why people keep putting that shit in games.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy film grain in your video games, get in a Discord and tell. I want you to sell it to me.
I mean, you don't want it in your movies when you're looking for 4K or, you know.
So somebody explain to me why film grain is a good thing. So I want you to seriously sell me on this.
But I think you're right. You get lost in the background of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Much more so than I think I did in 2077, because I was looking at the minimap anywhere I was driving or going in that game.
A lot of times I just stare, just stop moving and just watch a piece of equipment do its thing.
Yeah, because there's always movement and there's a ton of characters, a lot going on in the background.
I mean, for a team of 12, they, given how the game plays, obviously a lot of time went into the art and the level design.
I hope they do something like a sequel to this, because I think there's minor things that can be improved, but I think they hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Oh, you know what would be? I just want them to just remake the game, but no combat, no story, no nothing. It's just a walking simulator in VR, and you can just walk around the world and just look around.
That'd be wild. But that would be a huge project for VR, and I don't know if they'd make enough their money back on that. But it'd be kind of like that Half-Life VR game, right?
Yeah.
That one looks pretty cool. Has anything been better? Has anything bested that?
In terms of gameplay and quality, yeah. No. I don't think so.
Because that was out for a few years ago.
Yeah, VR is, I would say it's picking up steam, but it is very slow going.
Yeah. Well, you brought your VR last time, and I get nauseous quick on it. It throws me off. I get vertigo.
A couple of sessions, you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hold out on that technology. Oh, so about the spider battle, let's focus back on that.
Let's just go back on track.
So I died, I don't know how many times, 5-10 times before. I'm like, all right, I got to change my whole strategy. I went back and upgraded my stuff. I have that laser gun, which I know is good on mechanical enemies. So the E-77 Superior, I upgraded that to a Mark VI, and then I had a P-9000 Room Sweeper. So I got two.
I had one of those at one point.
Yeah, that was a nice one early on in the game. I upgraded that to Mark VII. So now I got two machine guns. One of them shoots lasers. So I'm ready for battle. Also, I did an augment that's a mono scraper. And that I released that as a droid. I don't even remember what that droid does. But when I first get into battle with it, I drop the droid out. Because half the time, if I got a 50-50 shot, it'll go for the droid. And I can just lay waste and dump as much rounds into it as possible before it focuses on me. Sometimes it ignores the droid and goes after me. And that makes a harder battle. But after I upgraded those guns, I made quick work of this spider.
The game does not do a good job as far as guiding you to upgrading your weapons. It just says, it's just, here's a vendor and this is how you upgrade. But it doesn't explain what you should be focusing on.
I'm surprised you played the game like me this time, because that's how I always play it, is I'll just go through, and I might not even do half of the stuff unless I get stuck and hit a wall.
I didn't use a walkthrough.
Not me either.
Other than looking up a boss fight, I did not use any walkthrough. And it's not really necessary.
No, I wouldn't say it is. I mean, the missions are easy to follow. The little mini-map, it's got a little icon telling you where to go. You always got, like, the dead space button where you can hit and it'll show a red line on the floor.
Mine would bug out once in a while. Sometimes I could use it. Sometimes it would just do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think mine always worked.
I think mine was mapped to Z or V. I can't remember what it was.
I think mine was O, but... Yeah, and... Huh, that's weird. I did have one issue. Anytime I went to, like... Let's say I went to the map and I wanted to switch between tabs, there would be, like, a 10% time where I couldn't go to the different tabs. I'd have to exit out and go back to the map. So there was minor, I'd say, little glitches, but... And I did have two crashes at the very last mission of the Unreal Engine. So I had two crashes there, but as far as it ran so much better than 2077.
My game crashed a few times as well.
Was it the Unreal Engine crashing where it says send a report?
Yes.
Okay. I had two of those at the very end. But I think I had like 13 or 15 on 2077.
Well, I think there's a memory leak in the game because if I played it for more than 3 or 4 hours, that's generally when it would start. That's generally when I would get a crash, is if I would go through a long play session.
You might be right, because I usually did short play times, 1 or 2 hour blips. But I think they did a couple of long ones, and that might have been when it crashed.
Short play times, no problem. Long play time, generally I would crash.
Huh. Did you ever turn in any of your bounties?
I did, but... I thought that the bounties would get better, but no, they're all 1,000 credits. And after a while, I'm like, why the fuck is... No, this is pointless. Everything's expensive, and this is... No, the risk... The juice is not worth the squeeze on these.
Well, it wasn't like in the middle of the game, you didn't have to worry about U-creds anymore. You were pretty well set.
Yeah.
Like, I took taxis whenever I went. I wasn't worried about money. I wanted more components or finding skill points or any of that.
Yes. Again, going back to the issue of hoarding, upgrading components because you don't know what you should or should not upgrade. There needs to be more components.
Oh, okay. Like if you're playing on easy, there should be more drops for components.
No, just not even on the difficulty level, but there should just be more components to encourage you to use them. Because the way that the math works, it's one component, and then the next level's two, and then three, and then four, and then five. Exponentially, I guess. I know I'm using it wrong, but for lack of a better term, exponentially gets more expensive.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, because you can only go up to Mark 10, right? And you start off in Mark 1, and I know there's three different level components: basic, advanced, and superior.
Mm-hmm.
And the basics drop a lot more than the advanced. Of course, the superior is rare still. Yeah, it keeps you at a limit. So you're not going to unlock a lot of guns fully maxed on the first playthrough. That's why they have the Game Plus, I think, is for you to continue on. I'm assuming the Game Plus, you have all your guns with whatever upgrades they have.
Yeah, you have...
I think that's why they did it.
Restart so everything.
You can do a Game Plus and get... other guns unlocked and, you know, different play styles. The one thing I would have liked is the map wasn't as clear as far as how to get around.
It was not.
And I wish I could put like specific checkpoints to like one of those golden treasure chests on the map where you can go to them and they might have skill points or these components. You might have to hack them depending on your ice level. What did you think about the hacking system?
It was okay. It was simple.
Did you upgrade your Cyberdyne to the max?
I think I did, because at the end of the game, I didn't get an access denied anywhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I had... I finally got the last Cyberdyne upgrade after I completed the game. And that gives you ice level 3 for unlocking doors and treasure chest.
Oh, level 3? So, yeah, I had max then.
Okay, if you had both at level 3, then you were maxed. But I see the golden treasure chest on the map, but just trying to navigate to them and not being able to set a waypoint where I can use the button, the dead space button, to follow. And I wish I could actually turn that button on so it just painted the line right on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way I could just
temporarily.
That way I can just kind of like have it lightly there while I'm just getting absorbed into the rest of the background.
Yeah, The art, you could tell that they obviously just really loved building that world.
Oh, I look forward to it more. You know, I'm more excited if they do another one of these games than I am on the Onion or whatever, Orion or whatever they're calling the next 2077 game. I'm out more hyped if they make another one of these.
Oh, yeah. So it a mainstay of RPGs are fetch quests, or the whole run to this end of the map and then run all the way back to the other end of the map back to me to return the item so that you can go all the way back to the other end of the map to tell another guy that you you finally did the other person's shit so that they gave you the item that you originally requested.
I know we had one game. I can't remember what it was. It was a specific RPG that we had that did that to the extreme where we had to walk so many towns back through like half the game just to do something.
Yeah, I remember us spending 30 minutes just bitching about that stupid shit.
If one of the fans knows, send us an email or let us know in the Discord, because I think we had one game that just drove us nuts. We're like, okay, this is a ridiculous amount of fetch quest length. I mean, I understand fetch quests, but I have to like backtrack to the beginning of the game. I'm halfway through it.
It's probably one of the games I forgot that we even played. Well, but this game, again, the game is so gorgeous. I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, because the side quests were some of them were funny. I had to steal a recipe from a cook. In the deep sink, I had to collect feral testicles.
Didn't know how to do that one. Oh no, that's not the one. It's the one that we had to shock them. Now the testicles. I did that one.
I looked that up. I had to look up the shock one to figure that out.
I didn't know how to do it, so I didn't even bother looking it up. I kept telling myself I should probably look it up, and I just never did.
You could put on an augment and then trigger it with the enemy nearby, shocking them, and then they explode, like they balloon up and pop. And that's, you do 10 of those and that you complete that achievement in Steam. That was a fun one. But I was like at a loss, like, how do I get this? How do I complete this side quest? I mean, it was a side quest. I forgot. Yeah. Here's a question. They always complain anytime you shoot innocents, even if they just run into your gunfire.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever just gone and mowed just innocent people down and seen if you get in trouble?
No, but I did really want to. Actually, you know, as a matter of fact, I can probably launch the game because I'm right outside the Warrens.
Okay, do it while we're talking. Because I was wondering if you could just, like, because they complained. If you got a couple people in a row, they're like, whoa, 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 we don't like that. I don't know if you ever got docked on Ucreds for missions or anything like that. I don't think it went that extreme. I'm not trying to. They're just in the way. I mean, if there's an enemy there, I'm mowing through you to get to him. I'm sorry. I don't have time.
I have it streaming.
Okay, let me go to it.
So while I have the game up, I'm going to talk about the title screen.
This is where my game lagged and where it almost locked up for a couple seconds. I don't know why.
Mine would too, but a few funny things would happen if it lagged. We'll get into that. But
Okay.
So the title screen, I love the title screen.
Oh, it's the way it should be set up.
Yeah, and then as your character progresses, that your character's on the title screen. It has the new armor you put on, the weapon that you have equipped.
You should snippet a good picture of your character, because it does look like an American Gladiator from that show in the 90s. I'm going to post some images on the website that I took also.
Can I snip this? Does that work?
Well, you have a snippet thing in Windows, so.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that works.
So you can get your whole character.
So I got that, and then I'm going to paste that there. There we go.
Cool. Yeah, just from the get-go, you're like, okay, I like this vibe.
Now, going back to the game freezing at the intro, something is going on off-screen that we can't see, because every now and again, the freezing I've determined is actually a physics calculation. Something is going on off screen that the game is having an issue calculating. And a couple of times there would be debris showering down on me when the game finally caught up, which means something off screen exploded.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Something is going on off screen. So the game's doing a physics calculation. It gets pissed off. You get angry physics, and then whatever it's trying to figure out explodes. And then I'll just see like a piece or two of flaming debris just go by.
That is so funny. I wonder if it's set up, if you stay on the title screen long enough, one of the ships in the back will collide or run into the building. Is that what the explosion was for? Or maybe it just lags up?
I don't know. I think it has to be an asset that they put in and forgot to take out. The ships in the background, that's just part of the skybox, I'm pretty sure, looking at those textures. But there's something off screen that is that requires physics calculations when you first boot it up, and the game gets angry every now and again and just tells it to fuck off and explodes it.
But you're right. I mean, the title screen is great. It's Blade Runner meets Drudge Dredd vibes.
Judge Dredd.
Drudge Dredd.
You're just making words up.
Yeah, God. I need to still wake up. Coffee didn't work.
All right, so I'm loading.
All right. Yeah, your load time's about as good as mine. You got to be running better. Yeah.
Where the fuck am I? All right. Yeah, I'm just right outside. Look at
the details and the fans underneath the floor kind of lazily spinning. See, now I get to watch the great details while you walk around.
See, where the fuck? No, this isn't where I left. Oh, yeah. Cluster 13. That's where I'm trying to get.
Did you complete most of the side?
No, I think I did two or three of the side quests. I really didn't do a whole lot.
Oh, really? You didn't do a whole lot of them. There was one I couldn't get to because I think it's in the Highlands, but I couldn't figure out how to get down to that level.
Motherfucker. He said, you want to meet your dead relatives?
Wow, you're meat mugging them. You're just red dotting them from like 10 feet away.
A weapon that probably weighs 150 pounds trained on you. And you got this stupid ass pistol and you're going to pick a fight with me? You know what? Let's do that. Add an auto tour here. You think about that. You think about what you did.
All right, go test out this innocent thing. We're doing a show. We can't have you just play the game. Well, I guess like we could talk about the game while you play it.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Let me go back to my notes here. So wait, why? You know, my favorite area was Silo 86. That's like the deep, deep. And that's where the most swarms were of enemies.
Oh, yeah. I love that because you just get them all lined up in a nice, healthy line and just ravage an entire group.
I mean, I played on easy the whole time, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm running back, and oh, they're starting to get around me. I'm like, oh, boy. It was overwhelming at points. And I had one or two occasions where I ran forward a lot, and I'd have one of those big guys appear in front of me like 2 feet away.
You just mowed them down.
Yeah, or I guess the game didn't load them quickly enough, and I just ran into them. But that area was cool as far as the detail. And
I just want to walk around. What is this, Sector 13? I just want to walk around here. Cluster 13, because there's so much going on.
It is amazing. It's I got lost much more in the background than I did in 2077.
I'm actually lost right now. I'm trying to find the exit.
One thing I would have liked is I wish we could have, you know how if you take a taxi, it's like, oh, where do you want to go on this tier? I wish it could show you where there were still side quests and like how many were in that area when you're like going to take a taxi to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to track down all the side quests, but I didn't know where, it's not as easy finding them all.
No. And I think it was about midway through I learned that the taxis only take you to the current tier you're on. You can't.
Yeah,
I think there's three levels.
Well, we got four, right? We got, what was it?
Stink.
Yeah. The pinnacle, I really don't count. That was like the boring level.
All right, so here we go. I'm right outside.
Oh, everybody that was queued in to come in, and you're just Gatling gun shotgunning them. They didn't say anything this time.
No?
They had no problem with you, just...
Okay, so if they're beyond a certain point, they're immune. They're invulnerable.
Okay,
these guys
yeah,
are just getting... Just
because once you get past the point, you can't pull the gun out when you're inside the city, yeah. Because you can't just go walking around killing everybody in Cluster 13.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, there's nothing left. His legs fell off over the edge. Okay.
And then there's this guy.
All right, we proved that point. Let's go back to actually talking about that.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right, we're back in it.
Oh, I'll break nothing. I'm trying to back out of the game, and it's lagging.
Oh, yeah.
No flaming debris, though.
That's wild. Yeah, I never experienced that, but I just had some slowdown when I first loaded on the title.
Now,
Do you play around a lot with augments or your tactical stuff? Do you swap it out for different things?
I kept forgetting I had grenades.
Yeah, I didn't use the grenade. There's a few of them, and I didn't hardly use them at all. I used the later augments, tactical stuff, and augments when needed, when I started running into bosses I couldn't get past.
Every now and again, I would use the grenades if I remembered. There's two points in the game. I want to know how difficult they were for you. The first is, I think it's in the pinnacle where you have all those turrets to deal with.
Oh my god. You know, I was able to run around them and barely survive. If I'm being honest, I could not destroy them all. There would be no way.
It's that area where you go all the way up. It's like in the sky, and then you clear as you're running in, you see all the bodies, and then your AGI talks about all the death that's going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of open space. There's some pillars, but there's these two turrets that are just unloading into you.
And then later in the game, I'd say about an hour before you hit the final boss, there's another section where you have sniper turrets, regular turrets, and then mortar turrets to deal with. So the mortars are a problem because you can't sit in one spot and just snipe the turrets.
Yeah, it was chaotic at best. I don't know how I got past it. Believe me, I ran around a lot of it wherever I could. Because I tried to battle through it. But that's the one thing about this, because the difficulty spikes are all over the map.
Yes.
So playing easy, I can go through bosses like butter on certain things. And then on other areas, like these turret areas, I almost forgot. That was hard to get by.
It was annoying.
And they give you a recommended level, and I was always above it by a couple levels, but still, you would run into these like walls. It made me feel good when I actually progressed, like I achieved something, but whew, how did you get past all the turrets?
A lot of death, a lot of restarting. Basically just kind of brute forcing it until I finally won.
Yeah, because at that point, like, I've upgraded everything I can, because now I'm always, did you really hold out and not upgrade till the bare minimum, or are you starting to upgrade at this point?
Middle of the game, I'm upgrading, because at that point, I can't kill a fucking thing.
Right. So every level I get, I'm going right to the skill tree, bop, 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 putting those skills in.
And I already showed you my skills. Most of, I think, I maxed out the reload. 6 in tactical, maxed out the health, which is absolutely required.
Yeah, that was the first thing. Vital signs is the absolute first. In fact, anything to do with health. Once we talk about the final boss, we'll go about health, because that was my main goal, is to get my health as high as possible. And then I focused, I think, on critical hit rate, aiming, weapon handling, and then I started doing balance. I got it to 13 on balance, but all those other ones are maxed at 20.
It almost forces you to do some of the side quests, because doing a side quest is almost a guaranteed level.
Yeah, I did a bunch of them, I think around mid through the game, to help out with that. Because I wanted to get a little couple more extra levels above whatever was recommended in the main. Because you were starting to run into walls. I didn't put anything to tactical sense or evasion or battery. You know what was fun? One of the shotguns I liked early on, I think I upgraded it a bit, was the Fist. I think it held 6 to 8 rounds, but the reload speed was awful. I mean, it was gone. I mean, you could go through those 6-8 rounds and they packed a punch. But then I would switch to another weapon, like a machine gun after that, and wait until the battle was over to reload that gun. It was so slow. But once you upgraded, what was it, weapon handling? The reload speed, he chucked those shells in as fast as he could. Then that gun took on a whole nother meaning.
So I guess the weapon handling, if you're going to do a shotgun build, that's probably what you want to focus on then. Because I did an excessive and machine gun build, and I really didn't notice a whole difference in reload speed.
Yeah, I think on the shotgun you can definitely tell the difference when you if you max out weapon handling. It doesn't have that. That's where it really benefits. So if you're really going to focus on close quarter shotgun build, definitely upgrade the weapon handling second after vital signs, I'd say. What did body battery do? I never upgraded that.
That punch that I did that I showed you, and then the blades that surrounded me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at least it was mapped to Q.
Oh, you were using a lot of that. Okay. What about these other attributes like cybernetics, biometrics, frame? What do all these mean?
I actually read into those, and a lot of these skills are kind of useless. Aim is actually considered kind of useless because you can just stop shooting for a second, and your aim regenerates, and you just go back to it.
Oh, okay. So you could just like burst fire instead mm-hmm. of just holding down, and you won't have to even worry about that skill.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been nice to know.
Man, look at you spending spending points on shit you didn't need.
I know. Well, look at my Ukraines. That at that point, I think I had half a million at the end of the game.
Yeah, I was at 400,000, a little over.
Yeah. So it would have been like nice to buy more stuff or more upgrades. I wish we could have bought components. Man, we could have bought components. Even if you charge a lot of money, I could have upgraded a few more weapons.
Oh, there. Jesus. I pasted the picture into the thing. I forgot to hit enter. So there you go. There's the menu. Yeah, there's my character.
Okay. All right, I'll save that image and add it to the website when I post this.
I don't know why I went with that color scheme. I just was fucking around with it. I said, blue and red, that's a decent combination.
Well, this is what I should talk to about. This is later on in the game when we're starting to talk to Kira. And what was her group called? Hold on. You something, wasn't it?
I don't remember what her group was called.
Y Corp. Sorry, I had to look it up for a second. I was looking in my notes. Yeah, Kira from Y Corp. Remember the board meeting and you have a boss battle, I think, there?
Oh, yeah.
So during that boss battle, I was using the tactical power mech suit, which I don't know if you picked up ever or bought.
I don't remember
if I picked it up or bought it, but you could have that on for a good, I don't know if it's time-based or damage-based, but you're completely godlike once you get that suit on. They can't destroy you. And it's a huge mech suit with a giant Gatling gun on it. And I mowed down the boss, and I killed the boss while I was still in the mech suit. But it jumps into the CGI. Did you look at the picture I posted? Yeah,
okay, that makes sense now.
So it jumps into the CGI, and I'm still in the suit, and Kira's talking to me like I'm still a normal-sized person. And
she's talking to your dick.
But not only that, I captured this screenshot, or I did print screen on this shot way too late, because there was a scene before this where it was a close-up with us and her, like she behind, where I'm in the – she's in the background, I'm in the foreground. And my suit's just completely taking the whole screen up. And you can sometimes see her between, like, my arm and, like, my thigh. She's, like, her head peeps around me a little bit as she's talking. They never planned that you'd beat that boss in a power suit.
This is why I love games that do in-game cinematic cuts and they don't change anything.
I love it.
Because you end up with stupid scenes like that.
Yeah, I love this. I'd rather have this than some, you know, perfect CGI.
Oh no, I love the roughness of a lot of this game. There's a lot. It's rough, but it's not. It doesn't break the game. It doesn't hurt anything in any way, shape, or form. There's just bizarre moments.
Yeah, because 2077 was rough. That's a different level of rough. This one is a nice rough. I like it.
It's a funny rough.
Yeah.
It's a playful rough.
But you're right. I didn't follow so much the story. I know we have this AGI system, Artificial General Intelligence, and that's been shut off and taken over. Why Corp wants to take it over? I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know. You have the Ascent group and something happened with them, and then a bunch of other people are trying to take its assets and then become stronger. It's weird. So
and then at the end we're like at a mention gate is opened up and we got this wormhole boss, like Dead Space.
Yeah, some kind of monster coming through, and then it was like, what happened, guys? It's just like completely off the rails. Suddenly there's a teleporter machine, and I thought I was trying to fight for my freedom.
I was bad at following the story, but I loved it. I just loved the whole progress of it.
Yeah, this is a weird show where we don't know anything about the story, but we enjoyed the game.
Yeah, we're either usually one of us hates it and the other one's likes it or loves it, and we're completely off the map. Or one of us struggled the whole time and the other one just grinded and had a cakewalk and doesn't have anything to talk about, while the other one's frustrated and has 1,000 things to talk about, aka me. But now both of us played it like complete assholes. We just bumbled through the game, not doing anything until we hit a wall. And then I'm kind of
bumble-fucking through the whole thing and enjoyed it.
And enjoyed every minute and recommend it. And the story, no idea, but I'm like, oh, this works. I'm fighting some Dead Space wormhole boss. My favorite weapon in the game, I know we're all over the map, but just go with it. Just go with it. This is a show. It's been 6 months. Just enjoy it. ABR Commander. What do you think about that gun?
I didn't use it.
Have you shot that gun? See, there's so many. There is a lot of weapons, and I didn't use them all. Because you're looking at stats, too, and you're like, I'm not really going to. It's not going to start out well for that stat. If you're going to upgrade with components, you're very picky, right?
Oh, yeah.
So ABR Commander, once it's fully upgraded Mark 10, it's doing a 889 dB, and it's got homing bullets. Homing bullets. Okay, so I am. You're shooting You have to hit the button each time, but you can fire it pretty quick. That weapon, it's the best. It was the best gun.
Now, there is a co-op to this, and we haven't played it, but we are going to.
Oh, yeah. After we finish the show, we're going into this. I hope we can do Game Plus, since we both beat it, and do a Game Plus mode with our characters in co-op. I don't know if that's possible.
I mean, if we have to go through and start a new
again,
thing,
that's
okay
fine.
With that.
That's cool, too. I know I won't put anything in aiming.
Yeah, I probably won't. Maybe 1 or 2 points, but...
Well, that gun with homing bullets, I'm telling you, man. Once you got it upgraded, Mark 10, you see them. You see the bullets start homing to the enemies.
Well, some of the enemies had homing bullets, and it just completely fucked me over.
That does suck. I hated the little guys that ran up and put a little missile silo to launch stuff at you. I saw that guy. I'm running up with a shotgun just pumping rounds into a skull as he's trying to set up the silo.
Was the spider or the mech the first big boss you fought? I think it was the mech.
The spider wasn't the first big boss. It was some just bigged up, beefed up guy. Some roided out guy. That wasn't too bad. But the spider one was a couple bosses in, I think.
Did you have any problems with the mech?
No. Do you run into issues with it?
I had to start over a few times. In fact, I think I tried twice, died, and said, fuck this, I'm going to bed.
I've done that a couple of times throughout.
Yeah, there's a couple times where the turrets, that took me a few days to get through.
Yeah, that was, I forgot how frustrating that was. I'm like, wow, this is a wall of way too many enemies. Because there was also enemies, those robotic guys that are putting out a lot of laser energy at you. And I'm hiding behind pillars. But they're sneaking around, both sides, coming around. I upgraded every possible amount into vital signs. Hold on, let me go open up my... I'm going to include all these pictures on the website, but let me open up my...
This pink nonsense you got going on.
You love it?
It's hideous.
It's hot pink and lime green. And as my gear got better, I looked more and more ridiculous. Okay, so... Augment mod at the very end. This is what I had. I had life transfer. Okay. So it marks the enemies within reach. And when they're taking damage, they will heal you. I had to use this in the final boss. Then propulsion leap was the other augment. That's where you launch into the fray and cause a massive explosion where you land. So that helped when you get a bunch of enemies around you again on the last boss. I had the modules. I had vital sign booster. That was increasing the max HP. And then I had Speed Heal mod, and that gave you extra health for all healing pickups and abilities so you could heal faster. So I used every possible, like, get me as much health as possible just so I could survive through the final boss.
Oh, God damn it. I started the game again, and it did it. It paused, and then when it started back up, there are two pieces of something that just came out of nowhere and then went off screen. Like, there should be no reason. It should just be you. And then the skybox, but there's something else going on.
That's weird.
Yeah, I want the I'm gonna update the picture because I want me with my massive shotgun auto cannon minigun thing.
Another area I got ran into was one of the first areas where you have like a 2 minute timer countdown where you have to hide and kind of like protect. You remember you had the 2 minute timer and you have to like, okay, you hacked into this machine. Now you got to stand and guard the area while there's enemies swarming from two different directions.
There's a few of those.
There's a couple of those.
Have the mech? Or some kind of like larger mech? Oh,
that was the mech. Okay, you know what? You're right.
No, there's like two or three bosses that involve mechs.
But there was a big one. There was a real big boss one. That kind of came in after you got... So you survive almost the full 2 minutes and then it shows up in the last couple seconds?
Yes.
That one was really tough, you're right. Thanks for reminding me about that. That one I died quite a bit on. A lot of it is it teaches you to get better ducking behind stuff.
It's...
And using evasion.
Yeah, I could definitely tell that's what the developers were going for. It's like, this boss is meant to be played this particular way.
Yeah, it forces you to change up your strategy a little bit to kind of... You can't just play it one way throughout the whole game.
I mean, you can, but you're going to have a bad time.
You pizza instead of you french fry? Gonna have a bad time.
I was just making an Undertale reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Forgot about that, didn't you?
Yes.
What
do you think about... You want to talk about the final boss?
Yeah, we can talk about the final boss.
Okay, isn't it funny, like, what is it, Draken, or what's the name? Killed all the board of directors? That's technically one of the final bosses, but we kill her off almost instantly. She's in the first round of the wormhole boss.
Oh, yeah, she's just...
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you killed her off so quick.
I was like, oh, what, that was her? Oops.
Yeah, I know. You're like, wow, this is just like a minor distraction. And I never got hit by any of the tentacles of the wormhole boss. I think they did come out of the ground at certain points.
I don't remember the tentacle boss being an issue. It just was there.
Yeah, so the main part of this boss is you have to basically hack these, five computers. And each time you do it, another swarm comes out. Of yes. Either different kinds of enemies, but also those other swarm creatures that you fought down in the silo.
Dude,
they are coming out normally so often.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'd clear the room and I'd run over to the computer and then halfway through the hacking, they'd start spawning. Yeah. But I just let them beat on me until I was done.
Yeah, because you can usually time it right once you clear them all out that you got a 5 second window before they start coming back. And they don't do that much damage. You got to get rid of everybody shooting at you. You got to get rid of all the humans, the robots, everything.
Yes.
Before you even bother trying to do the computer. This was astoundingly difficult. This was the hardest. I died probably 15 times before I finally figured out the right combination.
Oh, you're going to hate me.
Oh, I already do, but go ahead and tell me.
I did it on my second try.
Okay.
So my Gatling gun weapon, though, I just posted another picture.
Yeah, show me that picture. I'm going to post yours because what weapon is this? I need to really use every gun because... yeah, it looks impressive. Compared to the other one, it's pretty nice, yeah.
I think it's the Deal Breaker.
Wow, it definitely is. That's so, the, like, shotgun Gatling gun.
Yeah, so I would run the computer, clear the room with that thing, and then just run over the other computer.
Okay, so did you have... You didn't lose a lot of health?
No.
And that was maxed out level?
Yes.
That must be... what was the damage it does? You already logged out, probably.
No, no, I'm still... And I'm on the...
Because I think mine was 889 for the APR, which was my favorite, the Commander. But what was the other gun I used? Hold on, let me open up my picture of that.
I'm in the game. I was just on the main screen, so let me get back in the game.
Oh, I had an MG-1000 Strikebreaker that I had maxed out Mark 10, and I was using that as the heavy kind of like Gatling gun.
So it's called the Deal Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
And its DPS is 1737 right now.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, yeah, fuck me.
Just play it on easy mode then. Oh, okay. Didn't they make the game a god weapon? Oh, that's unbelievable. 1700?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought getting close to 1,000 was impressive. Welp, I know what gun I'm going to get for my, like, top dog.
I should be able to clear. I think I can still upgrade this.
It doesn't look like it does anything. Look at the stat difference on the side. Comparison before and after, left and right. It doesn't show that it does anything after Mark 10.
Okay, so upgrade weapon. Upgrade the Deal Breaker to Mark 10. So it goes from 1737 to 1812.
So okay, so yes. You weren't even at a Mark 10 yet, so upgrade that.
Now I'm at... There we go. Now I got an achievement unlocked, aficionado. So now it's purple.
Unbelievable. Well, that's clearly the gun to have... Towards the end. I think I might have even had it. Ugh. I bought every gun I had and any doubles or triples of armor. Like, I kept all armor except of one each and just sold everything else out because I always had a bunch of money.
My energy weapon that I was using was the BC-7 Disintegrator.
I don't think I used that. Yeah, it's different. You got to try different weapons out through the different players. Now I want to go and play it, which we're going to do. I'm getting hyped. Yeah. So, I can't believe it. So, your first try, you died.
Yeah, because I really didn't understand what was going on. And then after I died, I was like, oh, okay, this is how this works.
Man, the strategy I had to go through to fight. I told you all the different augments and everything just to keep my health up. What was my final... Oh, my final tactical that I had on was Rejuve Field. And that heals every... So you put this down. The tactical charge is 1,200, so it's a lot. So you're only using it once for that whole battle. But it'll heal everyone within this range that you drop down during a certain time. So I used every ability that I possibly could to max out my health points so I could survive all 5 rounds. And honestly, I died a lot at round 3. And once I got to... The fourth one, like, I'm like, oh, God, I just have one more computer. I thought there was only 4 initially. So I got this new strategy. I got the weapons. And I got everything tricked out. I make it, and I finally unlock the fourth computer. I'm like, oh, all right, I won. And all of a sudden, all these enemies start running out and shooting me. I'm like, oh, shit, there's a fifth computer. Luckily, I had so much health still because I figured out the system perfect. That I was able to complete at that time. But I'd say I died at least 15 times on the last boss.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. So I suck.
My tactical was the Fragmost grenade.
Did you ever use it?
I never used it. In fact, you should
have played around with some of the tacticals and bought some.
I'm trying to find a vending machine so that I can charge it up.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think I had enough points in tactical to even use it.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm doing damage and I'm shooting and killing things, but I'm not getting any charge on my tactical. I don't think I put enough points in it to use it properly.
All right, let's end this here because you never know when my computer's going to crash. So I want to get this show saved. Everything. And I think is there anything else to discuss? I think we're both in agreement. Great game.
Yeah, very good game.
Yeah. Do you want to do the next game as the one I said that Matthew recommended?
Depends on how long it's going to take. This one was easy to play, easy to get through.
Hold on, let me look that up. Jimmy and the... How long to beat? I think it's one of the shorter ones, but let me verify on that How Long to Beat website. Main story, average 24 hours.
24?
That's just main story. Main plus extras, 38. Completionist, 54.
Oh my God, it's going to take forever.
If you don't want to play it, I can do a solo game. Because I want to do it because Matthew recommended it, and it looks like a fun game that I would enjoy because it looks like Earthbound.
I don't know if I'm in the mood for another Earthbound game.
All right, well, I'll do this separately by myself, but what game do you want to play next? Or we can figure it out while we play this game and talk.
Yeah, we can as we play this, we can fuck around and see what's going on.
All right, guys, well, that's the Retro RPG Podcast.
Yeah, I got to get out of the game so I can use Audacity. Oh,
my name's
where's Audacity?
Eric Don?
Didn't you close it? I didn't start it.
You didn't start it.
Hang on. It's on my taskbar. I'm trying to get to it.
Oh, please, God.
Okay, there it goes.
Going. We're going to end this show before Derek accidentally scraps his whole audio file and call it good. This was a good episode, I think. I think we started out rough because we're half asleep and not there, but we're getting in the groove. The next solo show for me will be, what's it called again? Jimmy and the Pulsating Mass. Shout out to Matthew. This is for you. And then me and Derek will figure what show we're doing together. All right. My name's Don.
My name's Derek.
Bye.
Bye.